next guest here on behalf of our Van Andel Research Institute, doing good things, hopefully making great discoveries and practicing the education has led her to. Dr. Vivian LaBrie on the line, associate professor in Van Andel Institute Center for Neurodegenerative Science, where you study Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, other neurological diseases. I know your latest paper, congratulations, it's a big deal, published in the journal Genome Biology. We'll talk about that, and well, basically the findings help explain how Parkinson's disease and other neurological disorders affect the body. Good morning, Dr. LaBrie.
Good morning, Shelley, and thank you for having me.
Quite welcome. How long have you been with the Institute?
Oh, I'm going on to fourth year now.
Very nice. What brought you here?
Well, the Institute has a really great Parkinson's disease research group, and it was very attractive for me to join that group and study some of the mechanisms that cause this disease.
Thank you. Again, your work in genome biology explores a longstanding question in neuroscience. Why are some people right-brained? Why are some left-brained? And let me begin here. What does your research tell us about this this statement?
Well, Shelley, the two sides of the brain have very different jobs. The left side is the analytical, problem-solving side, while the right side is the creative, artistic side. But both sides of the brain are composed of essentially the same types of cells, brain neurons and their support cells. In our study, we asked, how is it possible for these cells to behave completely differently depending on what hemisphere they're located in? We found that there are hemispheric differences related to molecular changes on DNA that help determine the day job of a brain cell. So two cells that look totally identical can behave in different ways because the molecular marks on the DNA inside the cell. Our work unveiled that molecular patterns are essential to enabling asymmetry in the brain. This is important to our fundamental understanding of how the brain is built and how it works.
All right, so let's move into how the research does help us understand how Parkinson's disease affects the body. First of all, redefine Parkinson's for us, if you would.
Parkinson's disease is a motor disease that involves a gradual decline in movement abilities, ability to initiate movement. It involves tremors and falls. It also involves non-motor symptoms as well, like GI tract issues and depression and cognitive symptoms. It's a very severely debilitating disease that affects about 1% of individuals over the age of 60.
And this research helps us understand, correct?
Right. So in the same study, we explored what causes Parkinson's disease to be an asymmetric disease. Now, what I mean by that is that the symptoms for almost all patients start on one body side before the other. And this is directly because the cells in one brain hemisphere are dying faster than in the other hemisphere. This asymmetry in neuronal loss and the lateralization of symptoms in patients is one of the biggest unsolved puzzles in the Parkinson's disease field. In our study, we found that what causes asymmetry in Parkinson's disease is DNA marks in brain neurons. And these DNA marks affect brain development, chemical signaling, and immune activation. In other words, the brain appears to be wired at a molecular level so that one hemisphere is more vulnerable to neurodegeneration than the other. And there are encoded differences in neuronal development, signaling, and inflammation that lead to faster death of cells in one hemisphere in Parkinson's patients.
Thanks for you, Dr. Vivian LaBrie, Associate Professor of Van Andel Institute Center for Neurodegenerative Science. You found that early in life, the right and left sides of our brain start out different, but become more similar over time. Again, why is this important to help us understand Parkinson's?
Well, Shelley, this is an interesting curiosity in the field. Imaging studies have shown that firing patterns in the two brain hemispheres start to look more and more alike as you age. And in our study, we found that the molecular changes in the brain appear to look more similar as well. Essentially, we start off having two very different brain hemispheres that gradually become more and more alike in cell functions as we get older. And our study helped define the molecular patterns that make that happen. Now, for Parkinson's patients, the individuals that had a brain that was more symmetrical progressed faster in the disease than patients that had asymmetrical, two brain hemispheres that are very different. it's almost like having differences between your brain hemispheres keeps people younger and healthier.
I like the healthier. What potential is there to apply these findings, I'll say, to other neurological diseases? I'll throw Alzheimer's out there.
Well, there's many other types of neurological diseases that have a very prominent asymmetry as a hallmark symptom in these illnesses. There's Alzheimer's disease, there's Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, multiple sclerosis, even schizophrenia. So there seems to be these wired patterns in the brain that differentiate what hemisphere will be more vulnerable to the disease processes. And so now we're applying our new understanding of how the molecular changes between the two hemispheres and how that causes the brain to be different to other diseases, and understanding the basis of why cells die faster in one brain hemisphere than the other in other forms of neurological diseases.
What else would you like to share, Dr. Labrie?
Well, I want to mention that even though we're all in quarantine and we are working remotely, we're still working very hard for Parkinson's patients and trying to do research that will help us understand what causes the disease and also understand new treatments for this illness, both in the brain and other newer forms of treatment that can be outside of the brain too in other body areas. So it's a very exciting time still for Parkinson's disease, despite what's happening in the world. And the Van Andel continues to make lots of efforts, and we continue our research, even if we're working remotely.
You have a big dog or a little dog?
I have three big dogs.
I have three little dogs. Thanks for what you do. How do we find out more information?
You can check out the Van Andel website at vei.org.
Great. Thanks again for your work and for your service and your research with, of course, the Van Andel Research Institute. Take care.